AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The National Guard is in place at the orders of President Trump in Los Angeles because of anti-immigration protests in the city.
Members of the National Guard used rubber bullets and tear gas to control thousands of protesters. They were responding to President Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard after they began protesting his immigration crackdown in the region. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right. But people should also exercise that right peacefully.
Police declared an unlawful assembly. Jim McDonnell is the chief of the LAPD.
When peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly.
The audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has requested Trump remove the Guard members, calling their deployment a serious breach of state sovereignty. I'm Mike Hempen.
The AP's Chris McGarian is at the White House.
While we already have 2,000 National Guard members deployed in Los Angeles, there's a possibility that Marines could be deployed as well. There's 500 Marines getting prepared for potential deployment at a nearby base. It's unclear if that step will be taken, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has raised the possibility, and Trump seems eager to show force in responding to these protests.
Glendale, California is canceling a contract that allows federal immigration authorities to house detainees within its local jail, citing fears of undermining community trust. A plane carrying six people crashed into the Pacific off San Diego. The Coast Guard is searching for a debris field. Starting today, people from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries are banned from entering the U.S. Police in Las Vegas say two people were shot and killed not far from the Bellagio Resort and Casino landmark fountain. A suspect is at large. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are in a holding pattern on Wall Street as officials from the U.S. and China start talks to resolve their trade disputes. The S&P 500 was wavering between small gains and losses in morning trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 77 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Warner Brothers Discovery jumped more than 10%. The media company said it was splitting in two, separating its cable TV and streaming services. Treasury yields were largely on pause in the bond market. Yield on the 10-year Treasury edged down to 4.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Warner Brothers Discovery says it's splitting into two companies, dividing cable and streaming services. The move comes as more people are cutting the cord, ditching cable for streaming. HBO, HBO Max, and DC Studios will be part of the streaming company. TNT, CNN, and Discovery will be part of the cable company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.